G20 Bulletin, with information on the group that is the main forum for international cooperation under the presidency of Brazil.
Generative artificial intelligence is a technology with systems that not only reproduce existing data, but can also produce original results based on what they learn from information from the internet. The benefits from this innovation are already felt in areas such as health and security. Still, there is a risk that it may increase inequalities for those who do not master the mechanisms and generate a possible lack of sovereignty warranties over databases. In a digital economy working group side event, experts discuss the necessary challenge of artificial intelligence inclusive regulation. The debates in the global community were presented as the alternative for countries to produce artificial intelligence with characteristics and responses that can counter the currently fragmented deliberations. Acting as a moderator, UNESCO's Social and Human Sciences Department Director, Maria Grazia Squicciarini, asked the speakers to elaborate on the issue considering the next 5 to 10 years span and reflecting on what must be done today to ensure that AI can be established with safety and inclusion.
And this is why the recommendation, the UNESCO recommendation on the ethics of artificial intelligence, tries to push countries to think and act towards AI in an ethical manner by design. That is, we can't think about this later. We have to create, use and deploy AI already in an ethical way. And just to go back to the topic of today, for all this, governance.
Renata Mieli, the coordinator of Brazil's Internet Steering Committee, an institution that discusses the impacts and solutions for a connected and integrated society, stated that the internet emerged and became massified as a digital tool to provide individuals with global access and connectivity. The set of application development advances that arose from the massive use of the internet and new interaction and productivity mechanisms affect almost every aspect of human life.
Hoje nós temos universo de camadas sociais discutindo os aspectos éticos.
Mieli believes that AI could not have evolved without the internet and without the massive data collection that currently allows for the training of artificial intelligence models. She advocated that international organizations must conceive a multi-sectoral collaboration and governance instrument that includes developers, civil society, the academy, businesses, and governments in a tangible decision-making pact to be implemented at the level of multilateral organizations such as the UN. UN General Secretariat Representative Renata Duan highlighted the need for global and inclusive conversations about AI and that the concentration of economic power must be avoided.
So any governance approaches that are being taken necessarily need to be agile and necessarily need to adapt and need to be able to respond to the pace that technology is developing. And that's very new for us as countries, as governments, whether nationally or internationally. So in thinking about then these emerging initiatives, what I would say is the initiatives we're seeing.
Google Brazil's Government Relations Director Marcelo Lacerda stated that discussions regarding AI must address regulation, bringing transformation to all nations.
Para aproveitar todas essas oportunidades que a adoção da tecnologia.
Lacerda highlighted the importance of bringing perspectives from the public and private sectors, the academy, and organized civil society to the table so that an ideal governance structure can be developed. Bruno Bioni, from Data Privacy Brazil and representative of the T20, the G20 Social Researchers and Think Tanks Engagement Group, stressed that another relevant element for discussion is the concept of data justice, which entails understanding how technologies are fed with personal data.
A gente precisa ter legislações e regulação e governança doméstica.
He pointed out the lack of synchrony between countries regarding artificial intelligence regulation implementation strategies. In the future, I hope to see an inclusive agenda that does not increase the asymmetries generated by these technologies. Preeti Malur, head of the Division of Emerging Technologies at the International Telecommunication Union, the United Nations Specialized Agency for Information Technology and Communications, underscored the expectation for multi-sectoral governance models that promote inclusivity at the international, regional, and local levels.
These are all, in one way or the other, policy decisions, but they can be mainly implemented through technical standards. You can have the best ethical guidelines, you can have the best human rights frameworks, but If the translation into technical standards is not done, then you know the tech companies have no clear path towards implementation.
The event is part of the G20 Dialogues, gathering experts from around the world. The videos containing the complete seminar are available on our website. This is a special report from the G20, brought to you by Pedro Sardinha.
G20 Bulletin, a partnership between G20 Brazil and the National Radio Network. For more information, visit g20.org. Thank you.